like I said, I don't think it's us needing to play better cohesively or, you know, playing better together. I think we're playing fine together. It's just those little details that you need to fix and that you necessarily don't know you're doing at the time, but you go back and watch tape and you're like, wow, I didn't realize I was doing that. So that's stuff we're going to have to focus on this week as an offensive line, as an entire team, really, and really improve this week.
Brandon Sheriff, I want to ask you a few questions about him. The athlete that he is, do people really appreciate that? Because people look at him and they wrongly stereotype him as a big, strong farm boy, which I know they're farming his background a little bit, but his parents work for the school district and stuff. He's better athlete, is he not?
Yeah, he's definitely a better athlete than you might assume at first.
Right.
But there's no question that he's an athlete when you see him in the weight room, you see him in the drills that he does, and and especially it's no surprise with the attitude he attacks it with. And that's just that attributes to his personality and where he wants to be.
In the weight room, I know that you want to be his equal. I mean, you're an offensive lineman too, and you guys want to be as big and strong as you possibly can. You want to be his equal. But then you see him and you think, does it impress you? Does it move you?
Yeah, I mean, it impresses me, but at the same
you want to get after it.
Right, exactly. I want to be at that level, and I think I'm doing a good job in the weight room, doing things that I need to do, and hopefully one day I'll be able to catch some of his maxes.
Yeah, he's got the genetics that. What can you do?
Yeah, he's that kind of guy. He's got the gifts, and he's doing a good job of utilizing what he's got.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Just a couple of guys on the offensive line have been talking about how Purdue runs a very similar look to what Wisconsin just showed you here this past week. Is that something that you feel can be beneficial in preparing for a game like this, the fact that you just saw it, like, in recent memory?
Yeah, definitely. It's more fresh what the scheme was, what we did wrong, what we wanted to correct against a defense like that. So it's going to become it's going to be huge this week in terms of preparing for Purdue and what they do.
How does it change for you as a center when you go up against a scheme like that and you have the guy lined up, like, directly on you, as opposed to maybe to both sides of you having two defensive tackles?
It's not too much different. You're using your same techniques and fundamentals that you would if a guy's G'd or, in a three technique or whatever. So it's not too much different. You take the same steps and you block the same way.
But does it maybe alter, like, what the blocking assignments are on specific plays, and particularly, like, when you're running maybe to the outside?
Yeah, it just switches up the combinations that you would have instead of a guard and tackle blocking a three technique. It's the center and the guard blocking the zero nose. So, in terms of assignments, it's a little bit different, but at the end of the day, we're blocking the same five guys that we usually do.
How do you feel the running game is at this point in time? Because obviously people are looking at the number of yards you're picking up right now, but you've been facing strong defenses, and now it seems like you're finding a way to get four different guys on the field at running back.
Yeah, I think anytime you can get four running backs on the field is a good thing, and for us as an offensive line, we need to make them comfortable when they come on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we're probably going to be focused on this week and talking about in meetings.
Right. What do you see with Purdue, aside from the fact that they run a 3-4? What are some of the other things that stand out to you about their defense?
I think they've got a couple big guys up front that, move well, and they do things well, and then their linebackers will move around and make plays. In terms of the secondary, that's more Jake's territory, mm-hmm. So you'd have to ask him. But their front seven is going to be a good challenge, and we're going to have to get after it this Saturday.
Does last year's game here, where they came in and beat you, how much does that kind of stick in the back of your mind as you're preparing for playing them this week, even though they're a much different team now as opposed to a year ago?
Yeah, it's there. We got that sour taste in our mouth a little bit, and I think we kind of think of Purdue as a rivalry game, and we want to get after them and go out and dominate and win the game.